Values. C. Forgiveness. Exercise 1, page 80.
I name this ship Forgiveness. Forgiveness is generally seen as a difficult thing for a person to grant. But what if we looked at it differently, as a simple matter of letting go? Imagine your life is a ship. The wind is good, the sails are set, but you're not moving. Why? Because the anchor is still hooked on a rock on the seabed behind the ship, preventing it from getting underway. Your grudge is that anchor. Every time we recall a wrong done to us with resentment, we are essentially being held back in the past, prevented from moving forward with our lives. In this way, the unforgiving person is helplessly stuck. Even worse, that past event, being flooded with negativity, washes their present life with its dark waters. Psychological studies have shown that dwelling on past wrongs produces immediate negative responses in the body and can contribute to deeper problems like depression in the long run. To someone who has dwelt on a personal slight for a long time, it might seem like an impossible thing to forgive. But it is simply a matter of letting go. We talk about holding a grudge, and if we think about the meaning of that verb, we can see that it is you who is holding on to that anchor rope, not letting the ship move forward. If you simply open your hand, it will fly off into the past where it belongs, and off you go. It is, of course, possible to forgive without forgetting. In other words, to let a slight go without continuing a relationship with the person who delivered it. Ideally, however, we can pick a relationship back up after forgiving as if it had never snagged on that rock. This is particularly important when the person being forgiven is a close friend or a member of your family. How can we do this? Perspective can help. Once you have sailed some distance from that rock your ship was caught on, you might be surprised at how small it seems. It is also worth recognizing that you are not perfect either, that you have both strengths and weaknesses, and those faults that you have are part of what it is to be human. If we can use our empathy to apply that to another person, we can forgive nearly anything. To err is human, as Alexander Pope said, to forgive, divine. Once we have forgiven, we will see a whole new vista opening up in front of us. It is the future, and released from the anchor of resentment that held us in the past, we will find ourselves free to sail forth into the open ocean, great with possibility.